Now, you have blue eyes, lighter skin than many Native Americans, and then you realize at an early age that that actually made a difference.
Yes, it did.
Did some people think you weren't Native American?
No, they all knew, because in Temple, we went to school at Temple.
All right.
You know, there were little tacky names and teasing every once in a while, but my cousin put an end to that. Somebody was calling us the gut eater, and she ran over and picked him up and threw him down. So he quit saying things like that. But I went home to grandmother and was all upset about it. She said, "Oh, sister, you have to understand, he doesn't know any better. He's pitiful. Just think of him, because he didn't know anything about Indian people. He didn't know anything about Comanches particularly. He's uninformed, so he's a bless your heart. In Oklahoma, we love to say, if they're acting out or something, well, he can't help it. Bless his heart." So I learned that at a very early age, which is in all the work I've done. Helped me see when I was in Washington, bless their hearts, they don't understand us at all. So it helped me not to be angry. She said, don't get mad, because you're losing when you get mad. So figure out why that person is acting that way. And if they're wrong, you can say, well, bless their heart. Don't be mad because you've been beaten by that person, because they're able to make you angry.
I think we say, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
So that's the concept of that, right? You quoted as saying, I filter everything through Comanche values.
Yes.
And you've done that your entire life.
Yes.
But you were baptized in the church.
Yes, only to satisfy my grandmother. I was the only child that hadn't been baptized in the whole church. So I finally gave up and was baptized in a horse trough.
Did you regret ever doing that, thinking, well, I didn't do it for me, I did it for others?
Yes, I absolutely did. I didn't take it as you would as someone who was giving themselves to that. But it was because I was afraid I was embarrassing grandmother, because she was so well thought of in the community and by the ministers as well. So
the Depression started in 1929, continued to the end of the 30s.